Thank you for tuning into Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio. We trust you'll enjoy this musical selection to bring you peace, comfort, and hope.
Love the Lord with all your heart. Love the Lord with all your mind and soul. Love the Lord with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love the Lord with all your heart. Love the Lord with all your mind and soul.
City called glory. It was so bright and so fair. As I entered the gates, I cried, holy, the angels.
the scene was changed. No earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside a tideless sea. The light of God was on the street, and the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of a moon or the stars by night, nor the sun to shine a light. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was a new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing.
Amen. Let's sing it together. Jerusalem, let's stand together. We'll sing. Wherever you are tonight, join us in singing.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Sing for the night is over. Sing for the night is over. Hosanna, Hosanna in the
invite your family and friends to also enjoy Songs of Praise.
Earth. The world of my life was a cold, deep, dark place, confusing, painful, alone. My eyes could not focus, no joy filled my thoughts. Anger and pain seemed to reign on my heart's throne. Then I heard of God's love, I tasted relief, I felt healing hands touch my soul. Now I can see Christ died for me. He took my shame, he changed my name. I am free. He broke the chains that held me there. His love surrounds me everywhere. He will supply my every care. I am not alone. Now I am free. Christ came down to earth to fulfill God's own plan, promised, foretold, and true. Crucified on that cross, paid all sin's cost. He bids you welcome to come, be made new. I was blind on that day, but his healing clay made me whole. My scales fell away. Now I can see Christ died for me. He took my shame, he changed my name. I am free. He broke the chains that held me there. His love surrounds me everywhere. He will supply my every care. I am not alone. Chains that held me there. His love surrounds me everywhere. He will supply my every care. I am not alone. Now I am free. Now I am free.
Tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own.
I must tell.
I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend.
If I but ask him, he will deliver, mix up my troubles quickly and end.
We here at 3ABN Australia Radio are delighted to share songs of praise with you. We look forward to your company next time.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, God Rained Down a Miracle. Psalms chapter 121, verse 7 to 8 says, "The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." My sisters and I were active Pathfinder members at one of the largest Seventh-day Adventist churches in Kingston, Jamaica, in the 1970s. Some of the many activities the club planned included hikes and wonderful trips into the mountains or to various national parks. We were all excited to participate in the last trip for the year to a popular national park, which boasted a beautiful and very deep river. The club planned for all the Pathfinders to have fun swimming, playing games, hiking, racing, and just hanging out. Mum always accompanied her girls on these church-related excursions, as it was a wonderful opportunity for us to bond, as well as for her to keep a watchful eye on her girls. However, this time, she had a significant schedule conflict and would not be able to go with us. With this in mind, Mum had a grave concern regarding our swimming in the river, as it was well known that even strong swimmers have drowned due to its undercurrent. We were probably 8 to 11 years old at the time, and she knew that we would do almost anything to go swimming, regardless of the safety concerns. Dad and Mum both denied our requests to go swimming on that trip, and further banned us from even taking our swimsuits so that we would not be tempted. Having a healthy fear of my parents, I decided that I would not take my swimsuit. My younger sister, Lisa, had independent ideas concerning the issue that were in diametric contradiction to our parents' desires and instructions. Mum knew this and started praying. The Sunday morning of the excursion, we awoke to a perfectly beautiful sunny day, having had a restless night due to our excitement. Mum checked our backpacks for contraband and, finding none, kissed us goodbye as we boarded the tour bus along with our Pathfinder group. We spent the morning playing with our friends, singing camp songs while hiking, watching the older boys play cricket and cheering for the teenagers who were playing soccer. After lunch, our friends decided to go swimming, and my older sister, Jennifer, and I were not concerned until Lisa said that she was going too. In shock, we discovered that she had worn her swimsuit under her clothes so that Mum would not know. What started out as a perfectly hot and sunny day immediately became cool with incredibly ominous dark clouds rolling in. Suddenly the skies opened up and sheets of rain fell like we had never seen before, and everyone ran for cover. For the next few hours, we sat at picnic tables in the pavilion, playing table games, telling stories, and just having a great time. All the adults were praising God for the rain because the entire country was experiencing a severe drought, and it had not rained in months, not even during the rainy season. The National Water Company placed the island on water use restriction and even shut off the water during certain hours of the day for conservation purposes. By the time the rain stopped and the sun shone brightly again, it was time for us to leave. Upon exiting the park, someone observed that the ground and streets were completely dry. We all soon realised that it had rained only in the park. The adults were disappointed. However, when we told Mum upon returning home, she praised the Lord for answering her prayers to prevent Lisa from swimming because she knew Lisa would have been tempted to disobey. God heard and answered Mum's prayers by sending rain during a drought. Our God works miracles in unexpected ways, even to save the life of my sister and to increase the faith of our family. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Great Controversy, 1888 edition, page 512. A guardian angel is appointed to every follower of Christ. These heavenly watchers shield the righteous from the power of the wicked one. This Satan himself recognized when he said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side?" Job chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. The agency by which God protects his people is presented in the words of the psalmist. "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." Psalms 34, verse 7. Said the Saviour, speaking to those that believe in him, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father." Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. The angels appointed to minister to the children of God have at all times access to his presence. "God Rained Down a Miracle" was written by Anne Burnett of Helping Hands Ministry.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.